It was a radical plot that made it all the way to the airport check-in counter. Bombs hidden in a meat grinder and put in hand luggage, intended to obliterate an Etihad passenger plane from Sydney to Dubai in July last year. Now the alleged mastermind has been captured in Iraq. The ABC reports Islamic State commander and Lebanese citizen Tariq Kayat, along with his Australian relative Ahmed Murhi, was detained earlier this year. It's alleged Tariq Kayat directed two of his Sydney-based brothers to carry out the attack. The plan was allegedly called off at the last minute because a check-in officer said a third brother's carry-on bag was too heavy. Australian authorities were unaware of the events until they received a tip-off from Israeli intelligence days later. The head of the Counter-Terrorism Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Isaac Fear, says the attack was brazen and telling of the priorities of IS, which is also known as Daesh.
Again, indicates that these are very forward-looking individuals. But it emphasises how committed Daesh is to commit terrorist atrocities in airports.
One brother, Amir Kayat, was arrested in Lebanon, while Khaled and Mahmoud Kayat will face trial in Sydney next year. A professor at the Centre for Military and Security Law at the Australian National University, Clive Williams, says the latest arrests in Iraq present a unique opportunity for Australian authorities.
We'll be interested in exploiting their contacts and who else might have been involved. There's going to be obviously some leverage there because they would prefer to come back to Australia for prosecution than be prosecuted in Iraq or Lebanon. So we do have some leverage to get information out of them.
Ahmed Murhi is the first Australian IS fighter known to be detained in Iraq. Police allege he was in direct contact with the same IS cell that was involved in the shooting murder of police accountant Curtis Cheng in Western Sydney in 2015. Concern remains for 100 or so other foreign fighters who have left Australia for Iraq and Syria. Professor Clive Williams says Australia should continue to be vigilant.
I think that Israel's got the most sophisticated SIGINT capability in the Middle East, so we certainly should work with Israel. Countries like Lebanon have got good human intelligence, so it's also worth working with them. So we need to perhaps diversify and expand our range of intelligence sources in the Middle East.
The government didn't confirm the identity of the Australian detained in Iraq or expand on the potential extradition process. The Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, says the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is providing consular assistance to the individual involved.
We are very clear that we expect those who have joined the conflict and those who are in breach of Australian laws and indeed international law to be dealt with according to justice.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.